It's the top five at five on the Rokan Show. Hannah DeBlantis. Brought to you by
Builders Supply
Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Right now, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge. State-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview. Now also open in Orland Park. My friend! All right. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200.
Good luck.
Thank you. Oh, not me. I know what you meant, yeah.
Number five.
Back here in Illinois, Chicago's own Chance the Rapper, Grammy Award winner, multiple Grammy Award winner this year, met with Governor Bruce Rauner. I don't understand.
Well, the governor had tweeted a congratulations when he won all the Grammys and said, wow, we're so proud of you kind of thing. And he responded back, Chance the Rapper, saying, well, no, let's meet. I want to talk to you about education.
So, and Chance the Rapper, interestingly enough, went to Jones Prep
mm-hmm.
here in Chicago. One of the great, Chicago is blessed to have some of the best high schools in the country.
Yeah. Thank God. I went to Lane Tech, LTHS, go Lane go.
And some of the worst, but it also has some of the best, which people need to remember. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to talk to the governor about the funding of Chicago public schools. And Chance the Rapper doesn't come to this accidentally. His dad has been in politics in Chicago mm-hmm. for a number of years, including working in the Emanuel administration. So it's not like, it's like
accidental.
A guy who didn't grow up in a house where this mm-hmm. wasn't being discussed. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way.
And good for him for caring about CPS and funding.
But after 30 minutes, Chance left the meeting sort of disappointed.
He asked me where the $215 million was going to come from. You know what I'm saying? He gave me a lot of vague answers. So we'll see what happens. He has my personal number.
Yeah. So the governor meets him and goes, you got $250 million? Where's it going to come from, Chance?
It shows you what a new politician he is, right? Because you would think there would be other sort of answers that would come out
Bruce
of that
has
meeting.
That like in his money clip.
That is true.
I think the governor likes that he drops, because he drops his G's. So he likes talking to the rappers.
Governor Rauner, on the other hand, remained optimistic.
I said, you've got an incredible voice speaking to young people and also speaking on behalf of young people. That powerful voice can be a voice for good and for change. I have some power. I have power in some ways. You have great power in other ways. If we stood together, worked together to figure this out, I think we could get big things done.
Oh, it was like the Flash meeting the Green Lantern. I have powers and you have powers. What if we combined our powers?
Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Exactly. Wonder Twin Powers unite.
N+1=3.
I don't understand what happened. I still don't get it.
What happened is what Anna said. Bruce Rauner or somebody who does his Twitter account wanted to jump on the Chance bandwagon and bask in the reflected glow of a 3-time Grammy win and said, hey, congratulations to our own. And Chance said, aha, great, let's meet. And he said it publicly. And the governor almost had no, what's he going
to
do then? No.
I mean,
hey, you congratulated me? I'd like to come to your house. Oh. It's like if you ever say, what people say, if there's ever anything I can do, and they go, oh, actually you could. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, I didn't mean
but
that.
Not that day. Yeah. Not on
Let
Tuesdays.
Me know if there's anything I can do for you. Great. Here's what you can do for me. Oh.
Several news organizations are reporting that one of the parting words from Chance were, take our kids off the table. Hmm. So fund education. This was his message. And now he says he's going to come up with his own plan. So Monday.
Who's coming out with a plan?
Chance
has his own plan.
As Judy's been reporting in her news, Chance the Rapper says, okay, I'm not waiting around. Next week, I'll have some ideas for you.
Do you think they were introduced Chance the Rapper, Bruce the Governor? Bruce the Governor, Chance the Rapper. I like everybody should have their job title.
At least he's trying to do something about it.
I agree. I think
Row the talk show host?
It's great to have a powerful voice like his involved in this conversation.
I feel like this last 13 months has been a dream. And that what I'm witnessing here it's like a talk show dream. It's like a dream that only a talk show host would have, that there's some sort of confluence between real government and entertainment and celebrity and reality shows and all that. And it's happening right in front of my very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little worried about it because I know how this stuff is made. And I also know how politics is made. And one is not helping the other. But I digress.
Wait and see.
Number four.
Patrick Stewart seems to be wedged between a rock and a hard place, politically speaking. And he's ready to choose the hard place. He was on The View to promote Logan. He's in that film. Mm-hmm. And he was the subject of the president came up. And, well, then this happened.
Would you like him? We'll give him to you.
You know, we have our own problems. We have Brexit. But I'm not a citizen. However, there is, maybe it's the only good thing as a result of this election. I am now applying for citizenship.
Oh, good.
Because.
Why?
Because I want to be an American, too, because all of my friends in Washington said there is one thing you can do. Fight. Fight. Oppose.
Resist,
oppose.
Resist.
But I can't do it because I'm not a citizen.
Now, am I the only person in this room that thought that Patrick Stewart died last year?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't think he died.
Yeah, where'd you get that?
I don't know, but I just for some reason, I thought that he had... I had in my head that he was dead.
He had a good run.
So, right, exactly.
Oh, jeez.
Captain Picard, right? Isn't that who he was from Star Trek? One of the Star Treks?
Still alive.
Several of the Star Treks,
okay.
Yeah.
76
Professor
years
X,
old.
The X-Men.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just thought...
He runs a school for gifted children. He can't go anywhere.
I thought he'd already passed away.
Fight! Fight against those rumors!
Very much alive.
Rage! Rage against the dying of the light! He was actually...
That's good.
He's auditioning. All right. Well, again, I can't believe any of this, but we'll get to your 3 or 2 and 1 and see if I can believe any of those. But first, Violetta Powdermatic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. Top 5-5 continues right here. Ro Concho with Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper is here. Susie Sunshine is here. Violetta's here. Kevin's here. Judy's here.
No big deal.
Full house. All right.
Did you mention me?
Oh, my God.
Number 3.
Chicago Bulls defeated the Golden State Warriors 94-87 in Golden State's first game without Kevin Durant. But who's counting? Mm-hmm. Who wants to stop and think about that? After the game, Dwayne Wade was asked by his teammate, or was asked why his team has been so successful against the top teams in the league.
It's a big win. We won 4 in a row, then we came out and we kind of laid a dud against Denver. They're playing very well, but to come back and respond the way we did today, finding a way to win the ball game was big. This year we've been able to step up to the building and play with the best teams in the league. And, you know, we have to, as we go down the stretch, we have to figure out a way to take this recipe and put it into, you know, the other teams that come in here. That's not the Clevelands, it's not the Torontos, it's not the Golden State. So if we figure that out, then we'll be going into hopefully the next part of the season very confident.
I'm going to go around the table, and I'm going to ask, are they for real? I'm going to start with Kevin Powell. Are they for real?
For real meaning, are they champion contenders? Is that what you're asking
How
me?
How deep can they go in the playoffs?
They'll go second round, maybe. They're 17-14 against teams with winning records, 14-16 against teams without. They've beaten the defending Western Conference champs, the Spurs. They're 3-0 against the defending champion Cavaliers, 2-1 against the Celtics, but they can't beat teams near the bottom. No, I don't think they're for real. I think they can make a nice little run into the postseason, but they're not going to get past Boston or Cleveland or even Toronto if they face them. They just don't have enough. They don't. They have Jimmy Butler. You watched the game last night, and it's like they try to draw these plays, and they sort of pass the ball around, and then midway through – they're like, forget it. Just give it to your best player. It's like watching little kids play. It's like, we'll give it a shot with a play, and then when it doesn't work, just give it to your all-star. Give it to Jimmy or Dwayne. Let them do their thing. It's not going to work in the postseason. Those are my thoughts.
Thank you. I'm going to go with...
I'll second Kevin.
He should have one of those scribbly signatures under his name. They're like on TV. just commentary. That was good.
All right.
He's right. The kid's right.
All right. I guess we're all going to have to agree.
No, the problem is a team like that can't beat the lesser teams, you got to be consistent.
Right.
And they don't have that consistency to win 7-game series time and again.
Do you guys want to know what I think?
Nope.
Number 2.
President Bush spills a romantic encounter from his past on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night.
Do you remember the first time you were at the White House?
I do.
Well, because
you're not going to believe this. 1969, I had a date with Trisha Nixon.
With President Nixon's daughter?
Yeah.
Wow, how did that happen?
I think it was an arranged date.
Oh, by whom?
My dad.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's interesting.
So you pull. So do you pull up to the White House and say, like,
in a purple gremlin?
In a purple gremlin.
Awesome.
Oh, that's good.
He's so he's turning to Larry the Cable Guy now. He's got routines and he's just having a great time.
He also talked about his lack of exposure to pop culture.
Do you pay attention to pop culture?
No.
No, not at all. So do you don't know that Beyonce is pregnant?
No.
Do you know who Beyonce's husband is?
No.
Do you know who Beyonce is?
Yes.
Okay, you do know Beyonce.
She's from Texas.
Houston. Yeah, right. Okay. Do you know, for instance, do you know who won the Academy Award for Best Picture? Because we don't...
Pass the envelope, please.
And what about UFOs?
Did you go through the secret files, the UFO documents? Because if I was president, that'd be the first thing I did.
You know, it's funny. My daughters asked the very same question.
They did?
Yeah.
Would you be allowed to tell your daughters what was in those files?
No.
You would not?
No.
Now that you're out of office, you can do anything you want, right?
True, yeah. But I'm not telling you.
You're not telling me. You're not telling me what? Are you not telling me that you looked at them?
I'm not telling you nothing.
I still want him back. How can I get him back?
To see the jovial nature of presidents when they're not in
right once
that
they're past
seat
it.
Anymore. You know, you didn't mm-hmm. see
they really
that
lighten
so
up.
Much.
Mm-hmm. All right, and finally,
number one.
Thank you, Orion. Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger is out at The Apprentice.
Yep,
he's quitting.
Before he gets fired.
Ratings were bad. Revenue was bad. There was two different stories are being told now about whether or not advertisers are pulling out because they don't want to be associated with the Trump brand and The Apprentice is associated with the Trump brand, or is it just because Schwarzenegger sucked? I don't know. I have no idea. But let's just put it this way. Who is the... because Trump is also the credited producer here. That's an important thing to... He broke the news in an interview with Empire Online, but the Rokon show with Anna DeVlantis has,
unearthed something.
Mighty Arts players have unearthed something.
Oh. Hey, I am Arnold. Even if asked to do the show again, I would decline. With Trump being involved in the show, people have bad taste in their mouth and don't want to participate as a spectator or a sponsor or in any other way to support the show. It's a very divisive period now. And I think this show got caught up in all that division. Get to the chopper!
Okay.
See? That explains it all.
Those were his actual words
from
the press release, but that was him dictating it.
Yeah. To music on his phone calls. Huh? That's cool.
That's how that actually worked. All right. Well, that's a pretty good Arnold Schwarzenegger. We got a good one. That's all that goes on there.
Great,
all right. Let's just close this up.
The top five at five.